We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wow. Wow.
Not really much of a religious individual, but.
Here's Lutan, Joe.
Amen.
Because those two, it not just because of the Lakers and the Dubs. Also, the coaching, you got to realize, the student and the pupil, when you have Luke Walton and you have Steve Kerr. I mean, this could be
forgot about that storyline. Fantastic.
If you think about that, this could be unbelievable. It could be a game that everyone would want to see, and it could be a rival that just starts instantly, a trilogy, instantly. Like
that would be the game. Would be the game, would it not? I mean, where else could LeBron land that could make it more compelling for the Warriors? Because, again, you need a rival, and the only rival out there at the moment is LeBron James. Possibly Houston, but if that gets broken up a little bit, bye-bye.
If they slot him in Houston as is, if that team stays comprised as it is and you throw LeBron in there, then that would be, I guess, second only to the Lakers. If it was George, Chris Paul, and LeBron in L.A., that would trump, in my mind, the only thing that would trump LeBron going to Houston.
What about Donald Trump? Well, speaking of Trump.
Yeah.
Shout out Trump and Un. What a meeting.
Oh,
I'm sure
boy.
A lot was accomplished. Anywho, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the 2018 NBA champions. Good morning and welcome to the program. About a half hour ago, we promised to take calls. We continued ranting, so we shall take some calls. But first, Chris Broussard will join us in about an hour to sort through the latest with Kevin Durant and the possible contract options he will have with the Golden State Warriors. Sam Amick at 9:30. We were at the parade yesterday. We had a fantastic time. For those of you we met, for those of you we spoke to, took pictures with, for those that Lorenzo Neal pointed at and screamed at, I see you. It was a great time yesterday.
See you out there.
So let's turn it over to Robert, San Jose. Robert, thanks for the phone call. What's going on?
I was just thinking, if KD were to leave and go to L.A., wouldn't it make sense for the Warriors just to wait a year and try to sign Kawhi Leonard as a free agent? I think that would get the Warriors right back to where they're at right now.
Interesting point. Let's kick that around. What would you do in the one-year intermediary, though? Can't squander years. So if KD were to leave, the idea of Kawhi Leonard becoming a free agent in a year, very enticing. What do you do this year, though?
You would have to do something, because you're right. There is no one-year intermediary situation. If KD lets you know that he's leaving, you immediately are out there combing free agency and trades to bring somebody in. There is no period where you can just say, well, we'll just go with the three we have, and we'll start Jordan Bell, and we'll throw in JaVale, and we'll have Iguodala off the bench. No, you got to go out and get somebody immediately, and you worry about Kawhi when he's available.
Let me ask you something. What's hotter right now? And I don't mean this exact moment, because the answer would be obvious, but over the course of a year, is it the NBA offseason free agency period, the Major League Baseball offseason free agency period, or NFL free agency? Right? So process those three for a moment. Think about how excited you get when free agency opens for the NFL. Think about what the NBA is going to be like in a couple weeks. Think about baseball. Which is the most exciting of all the offseasons?
Right now, it's got to be, even though I'm a football guy and, you know, I love it, it's dear to me.
I heard you played.
It's about NBA.
You think the NBA offseason is hotter than the NFL offseason?
Right now, yeah, even though you had Kirk
Cousins. Well, not at this exact moment.
Well, I'm talking about if you look at this past NFL offseason.
Okay, yes.
I looked at it, even though you had Kirk Cousins, certain guys, you said, okay, what's going to happen here? Alex Smith and those trades. This right now, is that bigger than LeBron James, arguably the greatest player that ever played? And it's a simple no. It's a pass on the NFL.
Even if you go back to last year, the idea of Kyrie being traded, and a couple years before that, Kevin Durant's free agency.
Yeah.
NBA offseason is huge.
It's
it the best of the offseasons, though?
No, I still stick with NFL. Because all 32 teams have a hand in what goes on, and all 32 teams have player movement. We are talking about big, major, marquee names and singular storylines. In the NFL, it's, you know, what are the Colts going to do at tackle? And Buffalo's getting a new quarterback, and Cleveland's doing this. It's much more of a huge thing with all 32 teams involved.
I think one thing that's hurting the NFL is legal tampering window, because nothing can become official until Wednesday, but they all start agreeing on Monday. So everyone's kind of like, oh, okay, we're getting this guy, but it's not official yet. Could something change? There's too much. You go back 5-6 years when that didn't exist, and free agency just opened, and news just started flowing. Those first 48 hours run like anything in sports. But now the buildup you're going to have with NBA free agency, you got to say this year is going to be huge.
It is. And the NFL, yes, it's more intriguing because so many more players. I get that. But the NBA, the star power that they have with the players is different. You know, you get to see those guys, their faces. So the NFL, like Dibs is talking about, so many different teams are being able to be touched and affected by the free agency.
Jonathan in San Francisco. Great to hear from you, Jonathan. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. I got three things, if I may. No, you're not doing it for KD because you didn't do it for Steph. Steph's the system. This dynasty is made possible because of Steph. Now, Lowe, obviously, you don't listen to Don Nelson. What did Don Nelson say all the time? You put one team as a small guy, one team with big guys. Small guys beat big guys all the time. And number three, I was trying to get through this show, this station, after game one because I wasn't going to drop a nugget. I know a guy, a good friend of mine, who knows this guy that works for Four Seasons where the Cavaliers were staying. He was telling me after game one, his buddy saw LBJ came down from the room to the lobby with his hand wrapped in ice, and he was going to the hospital. I couldn't get through with you guys because you guys have billions of listeners.
Sure.
Billions of callers.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Wow. That sounds like a phone call in hindsight I would have liked to have taken. If you could go back in time, and we've met Jonathan in person, but if you could go back in time and you get that nugget, does that affect you as a gambler? If he comes
knowing
on the air after game
is wrapped
one
in ice?
And he says, I got a friend at the Four Seasons who saw LeBron James, his hand is wrapped in ice, would you have bought into that information?
You'd have to. If you trusted the source that you're getting it from, no question you'd have to trust that
information. A caller with that much gravitas, as we like to say on this program.
Yeah, I called quite a bit.
I don't know if
But this isn't Deep Throat and the Washington Post back in the 70s. What were you thinking?
I'm
thinking Woodward and Bernstein. What were you thinking?
That was on me. I admit. At least I'm owning up to it. I gave you that look like, whoa.
He was, oh, Joe, that's just.
Yes.
It's just history?
It's history.
It's just damn fine reporting is what it was.
Damn fine reporting.
I'm probably taking him at his word. He's probably saying that, and as he's finishing that call, I may or may not be bringing up a couple websites and may or may not be looking at some particular numbers. Yeah, just saying.
Why wouldn't you?
I met Jonathan one time. I take him at his word.
He's trustworthy.
He did have that line. I'm like Carl Malone, man. I always deliver the mail.
Yeah, that was nice.
Tamir in Oakland. Tamir, what's going on? Thanks for the phone call.
Hey, morning, guys. I was going to go in on Lowe, but then I'm going to switch up because Lowe, other callers will get at him. But with the KD going to LeBron thing.
It's great logic.
Like I watch KD's YouTube thing. I don't think it would happen because he says he wants to be, like you said, Joe, he wants to be number one, the guy. You can't be that guy if you go and join LeBron, because if they win, it's not going to be because of KD. It'll be because of LeBron. So you'll be in the shadow. And then I have to go at Lowe, so it's just normal. But he said that it's KD's team, KD this, that, and this. But KD had Westbrook, and he couldn't win until he joined the Warriors. So that's another reason why he probably won't leave. He's been on a super team sort of before he came to the Warriors. He played with Westbrook, Harden. They couldn't cash in. He came to join the Warriors with other all-stars, and they gelled together fine. So I think the ego part will go out the way, and they know that they have something special and they'll play together.
Let me ask you something, Tamir. Yeah, when Steph and Clay and those guys were together with Mark Jackson, why didn't they win? How much is Steve Kerr, when you look at sometimes systems, you put certain guys in certain systems, don't they sometimes flourish and don't they sometimes play better when you look at systems? So when you say that, yeah, with all due respect, when you look at Westbrook, here's a guy that's had other two all-stars on his team. And you can't train and still didn't perform, and they didn't go to playoffs. It's one of the best big three you put together, and what happened there in Oklahoma? KD left because of certain things and certain situations. I was going there. He is on a good team that shares the ball. They're unselfish and understand that. And I get that. But sometimes you play with guys that just don't get it. And I think Westbrook is one of those guys, with all due respect, buddy.
Can I ask you a question, Lowe?
Hold on. I got to weigh in on something. You said you were going to ask him a question, and then you just ranted for 2 minutes.
Imagine that.
That wasn't actually a question. So, Tamir, I don't know how you're going to answer that question, but feel free.
With another question for him, because he said that the system, okay, that's okay. So if Durant, you say Durant's going to go somewhere and build a team. If it's a different coach and it's a different system with different players that don't play the same way with unselfishness, how would it work? You said Kevin Durant, he's the man and he won championships. He couldn't win until he came here. And then you said the Warriors would have lost to LeBron the last 2 years and stuff. We only lost to him the last time because Draymond got suspended. That was 2 years we went to the finals without KD. I love KD too, but I'm not just going to say that it's not Steph because we saw what happened when Steph was injured. The system wasn't rolling the same way. So KD's a great player, but I also think that we have to look at everything. You can bring as many superstars you want to come together. It depends on the egos and the type of players that you bring together.
Agreed. Appreciate the phone call or the segment,
yeah,
whatever that was you two just did.
But that's great.
Thank you very much. I'll leave you with this. 1 and 2 can never join forces. That's how it works in the world. 1 and 2 can never play together. They can never work together. They can never do anything together except face each other. That's what makes them 1 and 2. 1 can team up with 3. 1 can team up with 4. 2 can team up with 3, 4, 5, however you want to do it. But you can't put 1 and 2 together. You cannot. As much as people love the idea of LeBron calling KD, why would KD even pick up that call? You're just going to go help LeBron chase Jordan. That's it. You get to become best supporting actor in LeBron's movie, in LeBron's quest to become the greatest actor of all time. That is not what a guy who wants to be number one would do. That's just how it works. 1 and 2 can never work together because 1 will just make 2 his assistant. And it's the greatest assistant in the world, but it's still an assistant. That will eventually be fractured. That will take more calls, 888-957-9570. We have also got to kick around Draymond versus Tristan Thompson. If you did not hear what Draymond had to say yesterday, it was awesome. Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lo and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Jill. You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking, they tell them girls.
You could have whatever you like. You could have whatever you like. You could have whatever you like. You could have whatever you like.
That was hot.
Appreciate that.
That was
dude.
Hot.
Nice.
That was hot. I forgot how into that song you get. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
When that was the song.
You can have whatever you like.
Yeah, I preferred the original version. Yeah, I don't need the remix.
We always
still
wonder
funny.
What those two back there are doing. Cody, our producer, nice guy Steven, who's doing updates, and they're back there grinning.
Mel, the intern's back today, too.
Mel did that.
Yeah, was you, Mel?
Are you just going to step all over people like that? What are you doing with the crickets?
Mel hasn't done it.
Flag on yourself.
Oh, geez, that's
you know what it's like to try to scratch up from the bottom.
Yeah, you're darn right. I was about 20 years older than he is,
because we're all still here.
Yeah. We started from the bottom.
Shout out, Drake.
Now we're here.
You're down here with us, according to Pusha T, at the moment. Oh,
nice.
Pusha.
It's a little hanging fruit. So, I'm sorry, nice guy Steven, who's still in the studio for some bizarre
reason,
giving me a look. Are you unhappy with the content?
You told me to stay.
I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
That's how hosting works. You just wait.
Keep it in your pants,
Steven. We'll get to that. Did you think we were going to lead such an important segment with billions of listeners?
I figure you want me to get back there and do my job.
You pronounce the P word. Where? Go to the update. Work your way down to the big vocabulary word that begins with a P.
Plethora?
Or plethora.
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 Depending on,
plethora. This isn't...
This is Caribbean, whatever.
Yeah. Well, all right. A little spice now. Now you're starting to learn. You're getting comfortable behind that mic.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit of spice, but not a ton of accuracy. In fact, he's got a little Joe DiMaggio streak right now, but instead of hits, it's hitless.
Wow.
It's a championship ship parade hangover. I'm Stephen Langford.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to need to hear that again.
Dibs.
I'm absolutely going to need to hear
that one
again. Let me ask you. Go ahead and fire away.
Wow. It's a championship ship parade hangover. I'm Stephen Langford.
Hold on. Now, hold on. You're so quick with the boo track. What did he get wrong? They did go back to back. So did they not? So play it again now that you have that knowledge.
It's a championship ship parade hangover. Oh! I'm Stephen Langford.
He's up. You can relax now. Joe Carrick, he saved
I don't know.
You.
I might have to side with him here. We're all so quick to, you know, you got the grammar wrong. It's back-to-back championship ship.
Okay, I'll allow it if it's scripted. Do you want to share your
script? Why does it have to be scripted?
Because if not, it was a flub.
That's pretty good. I'm sorry.
Nice. If it wasn't on the script, then it was a mistake. Take.
I am sorry, Dibs. I am sorry, Dibs. That happened at 6:30. I have a different script for each hour, so I can't bring up the past one.
You don't repurpose material. Interesting.
Yeah. Yet
it's a championship ship parade hangover. I'm Stephen Langford.
He used the same line at the start of each update, so I don't know why we have two different scripts when it's a championship hangover. I'm Stephen Langford.
I'm Stephen Langford.
So whatever. Shout out Stephen Langford.
You got him. He's baffled. Why'd you do it?
We're gonna force you right.
Can
out
I just
of the radio
say
business.
Though,
Sibs
on the float. You guys look great. Saw you on TV. Joe and Lo, you look like best friends. Dibs, I did not see you.
Yeah.
You were wearing a beanie.
No, it's a hat.
Were you not wearing a hat. Beanie? I saw the beanie in the morning. I was wondering how you were wearing that on the float. And Lo, how did you wear a black shirt under the hot sun like that? Did
why? Because I'm black. Other people have
he was
black
actually
shirts,
shirtless,
huh?
So that's racial.
Really?
No, it was a black.
It was
t-shirt.
A DubCon 3 shirt. And I was like sitting there. I'm like, damn.
A lot of people had on black. Did you
well,
see?
Well, yeah, I mean, that. I'm saying, how did you survive in the heat?
There was a lot of people of color with black shirts on too.
But so how did you survive in the heat?
See, now, Stephen, this is where this you're is where, really you, going to no, need to develop
I know,
a
I
cunning
understand.
And a guile because yeah, well, when Lo takes it racial, you have to be very, very delicate.
Yeah, so just please explain because everyone, look on the TV, how many people were in black?
I am simply asking, Lo,
right?
How did you fare in the heat?
And yeah, to Stephen's point, shirt. You still have not answered that question.
You were fine?
I could not care less.
He went home and took a 5-hour nap. He was not fine.
I played for the Ravens, black uniforms. Played for the Saints, black uniforms. Do I need to continue?
That's well done. Yeah, that's well done. That's well done.
I'll be here.
All
the
right, team. Nice guy, Steven. He'll be here. I don't know. I don't know what his schedule says. But you know what? It's
if you want to come at me and Dibs, you better be ready. Dibs.
The young man is really starting to evolve. I remember
really?
The very first update. I'd have to say so. Now he's coming in here and he's fighting.
Yeah.
A nice guy, Steven versus Dibs feels like it could be a thing.
He's got a lot of upside.
And then for you to side with Dibs against the young guy, that just feels like bullying. That's just all that is. You jumping in with Dibs and going all in on a young board op who's just trying to make his way.
It was great material. It was like Dibs.
So let
like,
the material stand. Why you got to jump in
no, no,
on
no.
it?
And then once you came back to like
to defend a young man,
and then I was like, yeah, you're right. This ship, because it's a back to back. So then I came into aid as well. So I beat up, I built up, I did it both. I was on both sides of that.
Both sides now. Shout out Joni Mitchell. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I was on both sides. Not correct.
You're swinging. You're definitely swinging. Just a matter of from what.
Whoa,
LeBron. You don't even want to debate. I'm just going to accept it. It always comes back.
Yeah.
I will say this. You know what? The parade yesterday, let's do this for a minute. Awesome. Awesome experience yesterday. You guys had done it before. It was the first time I got a chance to be a part of something like that. I have never in my life seen that many people in one place that happy. That's the lasting image for me. Just the utter joy. You are going down the street on this float, and everywhere you look, it's people smiling. It was people smiling everywhere. I remember what I thought was the most joyous moment I was ever a part of was this first Super Bowl I covered when the Saints beat the Colts. Now, the Saints fans were going nuts, but you still have the loser Colt fans that are working their way out of the building. This yesterday was remarkable. And just when you thought it couldn't get any more joyous, of course, the hate began. People screaming out, Trolenzo Neal, some of the best stuff, holding up the crying LeBron heads. Lo, this is for you, Lo. This is
awesome.
For you.
It was awesome.
That's what I loved. Those are members of the billions because they get it. They know they can talk trash with their boys.
Yep.
And to get out in the streets and mix it up with everybody, it's a good thing.
And to see everybody shoulder to shoulder, whether it's young, white, brown, Asian, it didn't matter. You know, everyone's a part of the same group, and it's Dub Nation. And that's why this team does something that no other team in the Bay Area can do, and that's basically unify everyone, because it's not A's, Giants, it's not Niners, Raiders, it's the Warriors. And if you've been in the Bay Area for a long time, you know the agony and the anguish you've suffered through as a fan. And if you're new to the Bay Area and you got in on this great run, you know what a great run it is. The players are likable, the front office is doing a great job, and they're available, and the fan base is unified.
How did the wrapped hand bit go over for you yesterday? You wrapped your hand like LeBron James. Yeah. You were waving at people from the float. How did that play?
I think it played pretty well. I felt really good about it. Yeah, it was a last minute thing. We talked about it on the air, how we should mock LeBron with the fake blue bandage. And so I grabbed some painter's tape that you put up when you paint your windows. That way the paint doesn't get on your windows or your trim.
Thanks for the explanation.
Well, because a lot of people didn't see it, Joe. And so what you do here in a bit like this that might feel a little inside, you bring the outside people into it. So I took my blue wrapped hand, and during pauses in the parade, I was showing the crowd, screaming out such things as, I broke my hand, I punched a blackboard.
Then
also times when I couldn't say that.
You had to hear this.
I had to hear it.
Over and over. Other times I was just pointing to my hand and then doing the imaginary break sign and then doing like a punch, punch, punch.
You realize as you go through a 90-minute parade, it might feel like you're doing the same thing, but this is a new audience.
Yes.
Every 3 feet, it's a new audience, so you can replay the same material.
I ran that bit probably 40 times, and I told one of the staff, I'm like, you're probably going to get tired of this, but it's my go-to.
Yeah, everyone on the parade, on the float who's dealing with this, just understand that this is a new audience. Oh, few feet, it's new people.
I broke my hand!
And then we would stop.
25 cent cigar over here, pumping it into balloons, thinking I'm going to get JFK'd.
23 cents, Joe.
How many balloons did you pop with that cigar yesterday?
About four.
Four.
Yeah, because
the only four balloons that popped in Oakland yesterday.
It was, but every time it pop, it actually would scare me because I'm thinking,
was the other part that was uncomfortable about standing next to you.
Oh,
screaming at the top of your lungs every time you popped a balloon. Of course, I would jump.
Yes,
you are next to me screaming and popping balloons. What human being wouldn't jump in that?
He'll go head up with Ray Lewis at full speed, but God forbid a balloon pop near him.
I didn't know it was a balloon, Coach.
Yeah,
we're in Oakland, Coach. You know?
No,
I don't lie. Oakland gets a bad rap because of comments like that. Oakland was a beautiful place yesterday.
Of course.
Peaceful.
But even in Lemoore, you fire guns in the air. It's not a big deal. What are you guys acting like?
You just walk around the streets of Lemoore firing guns in the air, huh?
Yeah, shout out 4th of July, by the way, where the sky is filled with gunfire in Oakland. Seriously, it's like...
Really?
4th of July, yeah. I don't have any firecrackers, so let me just... launch 7 quick ones in the sky.
Boom, 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 boom.
So bad.
Okay.
Anywho, where were we going?
So I was going to use a transition based off what you were saying, how to build everything up.
Yes.
Building everything up. Now let's tear everything down. Swaggy, Zaza, David West, JaVale McGee, Omri Caspi, Kevon Looney, all headed for free agency. Yesterday, I believe, and even before that, do we have Steve Kerr with Zach Lowe? All right, Zach Lowe, if you don't know who he is, he might be the best basketball writer on the planet. The dude knows the game in and out. He has a tremendous podcast called The Low Post, and he gets great guests. Case in point, Steve Kerr joined him recently to talk about the roster and what's going to happen next season. Take a listen.
We're going to have to be creative. I think we'll have a younger roster, too. We had a lot of vets this year. I think you'll see more youth and energy to help us get through all that. I think there will be... maybe a different sort of responsibility from our top six guys, the four All-Stars plus Andre and Sean. That's the core of our team. And we may have a couple of other vets returning, but we may not. We don't know. There's going to be a lot of roster change, which I think will help because young guys trying to fight for everything in their careers generally bring a lot of energy. And that could be very important for us.
They bring a lot of energy. They don't bring a lot of Hennessy. Did anyone see Jordan Bell run out of Hennessy? Act like you've been in a parade before. Stack the thing with Hennessy. Now, shout out the great people of Oakland, who Lowe just took a shot at.
Yeah, hooked him up.
Great people of Oakland who brought him more Hennessy.
What are you talking about, Joe? Me and you were pointing at the dude with Hennessy. He was trying to get me to get some from Oaktown. I was like, man, appreciate you.
I was pointing at everything. I was so power drunk at the front of that parade yesterday.
You were.
There were moments where I said to myself, they're all here for you.
You did.
And then you'd look around and be like, they're not, but just pretend. I feel like Kate Winslet at the front of the Titanic.
You had some moments.
Probably sounds like something Guru would say.
Was Lowe holding your waist so you
pretty
didn't
much,
follow the top?
We had a couple bits back and forth. Hey, look at this guy. And everyone would cheer. And then you try to bring the LeBron thing up, and then they get up. It was a whole thing.
Oh, he loved it, Joe. He was Dibs. He was absolutely just – he was just in awe. You should have seen him.
It was a power drunk group, let's be honest. You were pointing at everyone, and it was, I see you.
I love
and
that bit.
People would be like, yes, Lowe Neal sees me.
That's me and Dibs.
Like, no,
there will be
better days in your life. This is not the pinnacle.
Someone posted a photo on Twitter of the four of us with Anna in there, and we're all kind of looking in the distance, and you see Lowe with his index finger out, pointing somebody out.
Oh, my God.
You love it too, Dibs.
I do love it.
You do it, too. I see you over there, sister.
We should do a parade once a week. Just once a week, we should just do a parade.
It's good for morale.
I don't know if we'll get as many people to show up, but we could try. And, you know, like, we'll there would be Mickey on the side just waving, like, you know, you better be home at 6.
Nice, yes, guy, honey. Steven in his float with just a recording of I'm Steven Langford over and over. Wow.
Let's turn it over to one of the stars of yesterday's parade. He's the voice of your Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, yesterday was definitely a magical experience. You had the best possible advice when we spoke before that thing started. You said, just be ready for when that parade, when that float makes the first turn and you see all those people and drink it in. I listened to what you said. I focused on that. And when it happened, I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was unbelievable. There's confetti falling from the sky. There are people hanging out of windows, off balconies. That was a remarkable experience. What did you think of yesterday's parade?
Yeah, it's just as good as the other two. I mean, just as amazing fan base we have. And just to look out and see all those people and to see the joy on their faces is just, it's the ticket right there. It's just the ticket I want to have every year because those people are so loyal to the Warriors. They're so enthusiastic about it, and it's just great watching all those people have so much fun.
Did you think the format actually worked better for the people where there was no end of parade celebration where people could congregate? Instead, the players kind of got out and mingled at a higher level. Do you think that was an upgrade or just something completely different?
Well, I think it's a good way of doing it because of this point. You know, last year, and I was on the 95.7 float last year, and we got done, and I was one of the MCs for the rally. And but we were done early. You know, we got through the parade pretty quickly, and we were up at the front of the parade, and so I think what they didn't want was to have people sitting out there, you know, for an hour and a half in the sun and waiting, you know, for something to happen. I think they wanted to find a better way so people could enjoy it, could you know, interact with the players and have a good time, and so I think, you know, that part of it, I think they did really well. And I think the fans love it when those guys get off the buses. That's when you heard the huge roars. You know, when I was behind KD's bus by a few cars, and every time he got off the bus, you could just hear it. It was just a roar going up in the crowd. So I think they really enjoyed that part of it.
No question. It was absolutely amazing. Tim, you've been here for a while in this market.
Hey, how'd the picture with the cheerleaders come out?
I saw you give me, but Tim, you rolled by, you know, me. I was trying to give you a shot, but you kept moving.
You were busy. You were busy.
Tim, so. I'm never too busy for you. You know, you're the man. So I was like, I saw you give me the little look, and then you just kept rolling, dog. I was like, Timmy, let's get it in.
Picture doesn't do it justice, Tim. It was more like a photo shoot.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I stopped for a second and go, no. Now we're going to do this. We're going to do this. A good side. We're gonna get my good side. Okay.
Tim, you've been hanging out with Dibs too long. Wow. Anywho.
Unbelievable. Great, Tim. Take your shot.
No, you've been here in this market for a while. Thanks. It was good, though. I enjoyed my pictures. I got to stay, you know, stay active. You've been here for a while, and you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. When you watch this team, sometimes it's kind of surreal to see what this team has been able to accomplish.
It does. Surreal is a good word. It's very, you just look around and go, my goodness. You know, go look at the last 4 years and look at their records, regular season and postseason, and just take that in. I mean, it's remarkable. You know, there hasn't been any blow up in terms of, you know, the team saying, no, well, we're not going to do this. We're going to, you know, break this thing up and try to save some money. No, it just keeps moving. And it's I keep saying it all the time. It's a remarkable run. And hopefully it doesn't end for another couple of years because it's just too much fun.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. All right, let's get into a little bit of business that the team's going to be dealing with over the next few weeks. In terms of free agency, Swaggy, Zaza, David West, JaVale McGee, Omri Caspi, Kevon Looney, all headed for the open market. Do you see the team finding a way in which they can bring any of those guys back? Main reason I ask, those six players added up to just $16.6 million of the payroll last year, so they were already unbelievably cheap.
Yeah, I think there's there'll be a different roster next year. I think they need to go in a little bit of a different direction. They've got to keep, you know, the core four is what it's all about, basically. And so they do have some younger players under contract. They do have a couple of veterans under contract. So, but I think they're probably going to go in a little bit of a different direction. I think they need to find a shooter coming off the bench, you know, much like what they had in their first couple of years. They had either a Barbosa or a Mo Spates who could come off the bench and maybe light it up for a little bit. And I also think we saw something this year that I'm just curious to see how it's going to play out. But I think early in the year when Jordan Bell started to play, you know, what did we notice? We noticed, boy, he comes off, he brings this energy, you know. And to me, I think that's what this team will need to get through the regular season is youthful energy. And I think it showed last year that the veterans on the team, you know, who are better at reading the calendar than the young guys who are trying to prove themselves, I think knew, you know, what was going on in December and January. And so I just think we may see a bigger roles for younger players, you know, maybe more for Pat McCaw, more for Jordan Bell. You know, if they add another younger player this year, either a free agent or a draft pick, you know, something like that to give them that little boost to get through the regular season. So I do think we'll see a different roster next year, not only because of, you know, financial reasons, but also because of the just it, you know, I think it does need a little bit of a tweak. I think it needs a little bit of a tweak going younger.
And younger and more energetic, particularly early in the season. Tim Roy here on 95.7 The Game. Quinn Cook is kind of the prototypical player they'd be looking for, somebody to come in on that two-way deal and eventually earn his spot on the big club. Does he have a shot, do you think, to really take a step up and get deeper in the rotation this upcoming year?
Sure he does. He's, you know, he's under contract, so he's no longer a two-way guy. So he has a contract for next year. And so, yeah, I think he's got a chance to get some minutes. I think he's going to have to find, you know, a way to stay on the floor defensively. I think that's one thing he needs to – I think he can do that by being, you know, a guy that can put on some pressure on the ball and make the point guard, you know, work a lot harder than what he wants to do. And I think that could be something he could do next year to kind of get himself some more minutes. But, yeah, he can shoot. He knows the system now. Yeah, I think he's got a chance to play some more minutes. And also, in doing so, you take some pressure off of Sean Livingston.
Tim, if you were going to put the GM hat on for a minute here, and I want you to compare and contrast JaVale McGee and Looney. How would you compare those two? And then ultimately, who's the guy you would bring back?
Between Looney and who?
And McGee.
McGee. Oh, what? Well, see, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one because they both give you something different. And again, I'm not speaking out of turn here, but they're both free agents. So it really also depends what the market's going to bear. You know, you may not have a choice with either one. You know, there's a chance that either one, but that both guys could go and get some money that the Warriors simply can't pay somewhere else. So I think that decision, I think, will be determined by the market, not necessarily who you like a little bit better. I think both of those guys will test the waters, and they should. You know, that it's a short window,
sure,
that they operate in. So if they got a chance to you know, take care of their families, then I think they have to do it.
How do you see the scenario with Kevin Durant playing out? Do you think Durant's going to lean short-term, maybe give himself an option to get back out there on the open market in a couple years, maybe a 1-1? Or is this the moment where he says, look, I'm going to be 30. I battled some injuries in my past. It's time to cash in on the fully guaranteed deal. This is where I want to be forever. Any lean as to which way he may be thinking?
No, I don't. I really, you know, I don't talk to guys about their deals or anything like that. So I have no clue as to what he's thinking about. The one thing I do know is he loves being in this situation and having a chance to win. I mean, he loves that he's part of this, and he's been able to shine on the NBA's biggest stage 2 years in a row. And I think he loves that because I think it gives him that, you know, like, yeah, this is why I do all the hard work. You know, it's funny, walking into practice before game four, and this is way before the rest of the team's there, and who's in the gym? KD. He's there. He's getting shots up. You know, he puts in so much work. That's why he's so efficient. So I think he loves this situation right now that he's in, and I think that I think he'll do whatever is good for this situation right now. And also, obviously, I think he's going to leave himself again another window for him to get that one, you know, max deal before he leaves.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, it was awesome seeing you out there yesterday. It's been great talking with you all year. I'm sure you're headed on some much-needed R&R, so I'm not sure the next time we'll get a chance to speak, but we do look forward to it, and thanks for everything this year.
Well, I look forward to you guys' extensive coverage of Summer League. And
that's no joke. We're trying to get them to send us to Las Vegas.
I was there last year, Tim. It was incredible. I broke down in Zapruder-like fashion every dribble from Patrick McCaw.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know. I think that you guys need to be with the Warriors in Vegas. I think so.
It wasn't about covering the Warriors or anything like that. I was just going to go to Vegas.
They got games?
Yeah. They actually play those games?
Hey, you have to learn how to sell this stuff, guys. Come on.
I think Chris Boucher is really going to work on his drop step, Tim. I like the way he looks in July.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hey, guys, this is so much fun. I have so much fun with you guys each week, and I appreciate you guys putting up with me. It's something I look forward to each and every week.
We could not have pushed Dubcon 3 to the next level without you, Tim. You played a huge role there. Thank you so much.
It was a good name. It's a good name. I think it stuck. I got significant feedback off that from your fan base. So
there's billions of them out there.
I got to tell you, yesterday, there are times where the car would stop and you just look up and you're looking around and go, man, this is just too crazy.
Oh, it's insane. Good. Yeah. When they're hanging from the windows.
I know.
And then you get to the point, do you mess around a little bit where you do like the English wave and maybe you point and every few feet you're changing it up a little bit because it's like a 90-minute run through just 400,000 to a million smiling faces at you?
Oh, you got to change it up. I was talking with people when we would stop and saying hi and asking about their signs. My favorite, though, was the sign that had the J.R. Smith high five station sign.
Nice.
Yeah. Love that one. So,
good stuff as always, Tim. Thanks right, so guys. Much. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Tim Roy.
Yeah.
He's
know
the
what?
Best.
He lays out. You got to change it up. You can't just point and go, I see you.
Yeah.
You got to change it up.
I'd do a little bit more. I'd do a little hollering and, I'd give him that. I'd pump the chest. I'd pat the chest, give him a little chest pop a couple times.
You were dabbing fist. On folks.
He was.
Guys were trying to flex off with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, flex off.
Dabbing. You were dancing.
Really? There was a flex off.
Yeah, we'd little dance off.
Some of the ladies would see him, and he'd start doing his little wiggling and dancing.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
Try
so
to
the
get
dynamic
it in.
Between male versus female is just sensational.
Oh, Jody.
Because
Jody.
The guys he's pointing out, he's flexing, he's hollering.
I see you, young brother.
And then
Jody.
The ladies, he's got this little, like, gangster lean.
Oh, yeah.
It's you are a smooth cat the way you work a crowd. To be honest, I give him a lot of grief. He works a crowd as well as anybody. If you ever wanted to get into politics.
But Dibs do a good job working a crowd too. You gotta admit. He runs
Dibs,
material.
Dibs
he
had
does
the fake cast on
oh
to mock
God.
LeBron. He was on point all day.
And then when they start doing it, Joe, you missed it. And then they start saying he started doing that LeBron deal and he start going sweep. He start telling them sweep. And all of a sudden, he had the crowd yelling sweep, and then he was doing the lights out, shaking and twisting. I said, would you look at him go? This
really?
Is red as a cottontail.
You know, you get into that mode, and you don't even know what you're doing,
yeah.
Right?
You're drunk with power, right?
Well, among other things, but yeah, add
yeah.
power to the list.
That was power the best. We pulled out, and as soon as we turned onto the main drag,
yeah.
I saw all those people. It was just like, oh, my God.
You were.
I was like, I'm going to need way more beer than I brought.
It's
way
an adrenaline
more.
Surge that you can't
like,
prepare
I stashed
for.
Four, and I was like, this is going to be 90 minutes. I'm not going to be able to get off to use the
You're
restroom.
You're trying to pace yourself.
I got to be smart. But I didn't calculate the sun.
Yeah.
I knew the sun was going to cook me and dehydrate me, so I should have added a couple beers in based on that. Because you don't have to go to the bathroom when you're outside cooking all day.
Right.
So I
spoken like a young guy, by the way.
There was a point where, I mean, I like pounded through the second one. And I was reloading the third. I'm like, woo, how long have we been on this thing?
Right.
And I looked at my phone and it was like 7 minutes. I was like, oh my God, pace yourself. Pace
right,
yourself.
Right.
I mean, we started getting it in before we got on that thing.
Yeah.
And then it was just like that first drunk with power
when you
is the best
jumped
way
up on
it.
When you jumped up on the roof of that thing, I said, oh, here you go. And you start getting the crowd and they start going, I said, would you look at Jody?
It was too much.
Oh, yeah.
It was way too much. That is
It was unreal.
I don't know if I've ever, if there's ever been a natural high.
You were on it.
But I was also not naturally up. So it's a tough balance to figure out how much is affecting you. But when you come around and you see all those people.
Right.
And they're all smiling and
it's
happy.
Amazing.
I've never seen anything like
it's
that
amazing.
Before.
You, I know you were facing forward a lot.
Did
you,
yeah, I went right to the front of the line.
Did you?
I was going to be Kate Winslet in Titanic,
you
son.
You were nice. I love it. But did you once, did you look back and see Dibs when they start hollering sweep? Did you see him shaking?
Yes, of course. I had to get Dibs because the competitor was out there as well. Now, the competitor was tucked away off of the... We're on the float. They're
under
on some sidewalk, just cramped in. I think they were broadcasting from a porta potty, but I have not confirmed that just yet. I mean, ratings come out. Yeah, there are stations that are in the porta potty, and then there are stations that are on top. I mean, what are you going to do?
Wow.
So we saw them, and I had to immediately call Dibs up, and Dibs came up, and we did some good-natured ribbing because that's what rivals do. No one takes anything personal, but you know,
Dibs hitting them with the
ring. You see them in the porta potty. You got to shout out the porta potties. They play a
It was a little bit of a blank spot.
You went crazy on that one.
He did lose his damn mind.
You lost your mind. But it was so good. You did so much that he finally tipped this. They tipped their hat to you. That's when you motorboated him.
I appreciate that because then I turned around to see like how much of that was seen by you and Joe. And luckily, you guys had turned away for the second half.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was right next to me. And eventually, it's like, okay. I'm going to associate with some of this, but this is this isn't going to get better. It maintains, but it's not going to get better. It can only go down.
Once you told him, Dibs, they're here, he started pushing people through. You were like, King Kong ain't got nothing on you.
Might have caught an elbow in that. I had to get in there.
Hey. It happens. Everyone knows up there it's going to be somewhat of a free-for-all, which brings me to this. From the 510, shout out the 510 on the PetskyAutoSales.com text line. Damon Bruce gave you guys a shout out for knowing how to party yesterday. Honestly, if there's one thing the morning show knows how to do. Everyone's milling around trying to get on the float. Morning show's tucked away in some random corner.
I know.
Doing things that may be suspicious. Beers are just spilling everywhere. Yeah. Everyone's trying to...
In a doorway. There's three of us in a doorway.
It's the only place we could find shade.
Yeah. God.
You was dripping in finesse. I'll tell you that. Y'all was dripping in finesse. Yeah, y'all was getting it.
That's another t-shirt right there.
Oh, yeah.
Dripping in finesse with our three heads. Or perhaps our three just fingers pointing out at everyone.
Our tongues.
Not bad. Wow.
Jordan's got the tongue thing, as do porno stars. So,
whoa! You know,
I'm just saying, it's original content. Original content. Original content. all right, one of the best moments yesterday. One of the best moments. Now, we didn't see this because we were too busy pretending like we were the star attraction. And let's be honest, we might not have been. But Draymond Green yesterday stopped by one of the NBC Sports Bay Area setups. Oh, by the way, shout out Kelly Johnson and Coase. How about when we went by them?
Oh, yeah.
Point them out. Coase was up there doing his thing yesterday.
Coase is great.
But as we worked our way towards the end, we came to the stand that had Kalena, who was conspicuously absent, wasn't there to shout us out. But Mr. Fab was up there. So we're talking to them. Draymond eventually joined them. They talked to him about Tristan Thompson. Listen to this. Take a listen, which is now redundant.
We just cut from a different cloth. You know, there's a lot of guys in this league. They soft. We just cut from a different cloth.
That's real.
That's all I really got. We just ain't cut the same. I told one of them dudes from Cavs after the game, he tried to shake my hand. I said, Tristan, we ain't cut the same.
One of them dudes, and then it's Tristan. He first said one of them dudes, and then he finally just named him and said, Tristan, tell me.
We ain't cut the same. Tell me how my cloth tastes, because we ain't cut the same.
You know, what this is fascinating because it comes on the heels of that video that surfaced yesterday on social media. End of game four. Now LeBron's already gone back to the locker room. Players are done celebrating, but a lot of guys from both teams come together. They do a sort of a makeshift handshake line. Good series. Great to see you. You played hard. You know, see you next season. See you in Cancun, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
The video starts with Draymond Green, and he's hugging Kevin Love.
Hugging.
And they're talking to each other like you would expect after a game. And it follows Draymond Green, and the next player is Tristan Thompson. And it looks like Tristan's going to try to say something to him, maybe not a full-on hug embrace, but it didn't feel like he was trying to start anything. And Draymond just looks at him and says, quote, and it's tough to hear this, "I don't expletive with you." And I'll just use the word mess, but that's not the word he used. No. I don't mess with you. And then he just moved on to the next guy. And Thompson kind of gives him this look of disbelief, and he moves on. Then yesterday he's out there calling Tristan Thompson out, saying it's soft. Whether or not it's good for the NBA, I mean, I like the rivalry. I'm not sure if it sets the best example. I know some people will want to get into that, but I mean, it's on between those two. It is absolutely on.
I'm with Draymond here, with this one. I'm with him for a couple reasons. Well, the main reason is game one is when Tristan Thompson, when he gets kicked out, when he gets run, he's saying, come on, meet me outside. And he's pointing. This is national TV to him. Let's go outside and do all this. And he's in the heat of the moment. So you now making a mockery. Now you calling me out, doing all that stuff. That's why you heard Draymond say, man, I ain't going to meet the guy by the bus. I want my money. I'm about my money, boss. He just put him on pay no mind. And then afterwards, so after you didn't tell a guy, now you can call guys' names and stuff on the court and do certain things. But then when you start in front of everybody, come outside. Come on. And like, and you seen Draymond can't go because, of course, you can't go. But it looks as if you're being soft. So Draymond like, dude. And so after the game, you know, it's over, and now you got Tristan trying to wait because he's hugging Kate. He's hugging Kevin. He's Kevin hugging Love.
Yeah.
They're hugging it out. They're doing this thing. So it's a couple, you know, 15, 20 seconds, them talking back and forth. But Tristan's waiting. You can't wait for a dude that you just said four games earlier, come meet me outside. Come on, let's go. You can't do that. That's a fake tough guy. I can't tell a guy, come on, man, let's go out here and let's do this. And I'm pointing at him, getting in his face and walking out, beckoning him the whole time. And then three games later, I want to hug you. That's why Draymond was like, man, I can't mess with you. We ain't from the same cloth, dude. Don't give me all that. Now you're going to come try to hug me? Let's just walk by. Okay, I got you. Gentleman nod and keep it pushing.
Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can't be no fake tough guy.
Okay, that's an enlightening perspective right there. Because I figured it's like boxing, right? In the build-up to a fight, there's all this trash talk, all these really awful things that are said to try to generate more pay-per-view buys.
Right.
And then at the end of the fight, the guys hug each other. It's a great fight, man. You're a tremendous warrior, tremendous competitor. And they all move on. But you kind of expect something like that here, but not. Draymond wasn't having it.
No.
Not against it. I just found it to be somewhat fascinating that video finally surfaced.
Yeah, it was incredible. And to have it addressed again yesterday. And don't sleep on Kalena Azubuki's role in the clip. If, I don't know if we can play just
the
beginning few parts of it. But Kalena is key, even though Mr. Fab is conducting the interview. Kalena with a couple of great throw-ins here. Do we have that?
We just cut from a different cloth. There's a lot of guys in this league.
All right, hold on. This is Kalena with the masterpiece style. Take a listen.
We just cut from a different cloth.
It's incredible. It's incredible sound. It's so incredible that our crack staff, they leave no stone unturned. Make them say. It's the Buki remix.
That's
Wait,
nice.
So we have not one,
that
not two
nice.
Parties today.
Two, not three.
Okay, well, so if you're just joining us, you heard the Buki Master P remix. Give me the low TI from this morning.
Hey, Jill. You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking. They tell them girls.
You could have whatever you like. You could have whatever you like. Yeah, you could have whatever you like. You could have whatever you like.
All right, now give me Master P.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. There are so many questions I need to ask.
Wow.
Which did you like better?
Wow.
Text lines 95795, Low/TI, Kalena/Master P. Which one are you siding with?
That was
low and TI.
You could have whatever you like.
Or?
Make them say.
Dude, I can play that for the next hour and be totally fine with the content we're producing
today. So just a quick pullback of the curtain.
That was nice.
We take our breaks and whatever, we do our thing, and occasionally I'll duck my head in there, and those two knuckleheads are just cracking up, and they let me in on all the work they've been doing. Nice guy, Steven, and Cody, the producer. So shout out the boys behind the glass who are putting in extra work today.
Yes, nice guy, Steven. Cody, the producer. Did you skip over Mel, the intern, again?
I may have.
What are you doing? This
don't
is show about love.
Mel.
A Gator and Gator love. Shout out San Francisco State. Sorry about that, Mel.
You went San Francisco
Mel.
State?
Yeah, you're darn right. I am San Francisco State. Mel, don't you forget that.
Yeah. All right. We're going to do it one last time so that people can vote. We're going to put it up on the Twitter poll,
That's
too.
That's too funny.
What was the better remix? Low TI, Kalena Master P. All right, so this is how we'll do it. We're all set back there. Everything. Give me low TI.
Hey, Jill. You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking. They tell them girls.
You could have whatever you like. You could have whatever you like. You could have whatever you like. You could have whatever you like.
Give me Coletta.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.